November 13th, 1994.
Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Yesterday's Seder by Yetzi told us how Yaakov left the peace and security of Beersheba, where he had lived a life of Torah study and prayer, and set out on the journey to Choron, to his deceitful uncle Lavan. On the way, Jacob lay down to rest and arranged some rocks around his head to protect himself from the wild beasts. A question arises in one's mind. If Jacob was afraid of being harmed by wild animals, why didn't he surround his entire body with stones? If, on the other hand, he trusted in God to protect him, why then did he encircle his head? The significance of Jacob's encircling his head may be found in a Hasidic interpretation of the verse in Tehillim. If you will eat the labor of your hands, happy will you be, and it will be well with you. The emphasis in this verse is on the labor of your hands. Working for a livelihood, whatever form the work may take, can be in one of two ways. The labor of one's hands, when one works faithfully with his hands or any other part of his body necessarily involved in the work, yet does not submerge his entire personality in his occupation. His mind remains free, and even during business hours, his thoughts often center around those matters that are close to his inner self. The second way is the labor of one's head, when one's mind is totally preoccupied with his business affairs. He has no time for family, for friends, or even for himself, and surely not for Torah. His whole being is completely absorbed in his business. Yaakov knew that he was leaving the yeshiva environment of Beersheba and of the school of Eiver, leaving a life of Torah study and prayer, a life of holiness, a life of spirituality, and heading for a diametrically opposite kind of life. He was destined to be Lavan's shepherd, to be constantly occupied with his task day and night. As Jacob himself later said, "By day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes." Jacob therefore endeavored to protect at least his head. In other words, not to lose himself entirely in his occupation, but to keep his mind free to dwell on higher things, on the Torah study and prayer that was so near and dear to him. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.